U.S. Navy teams have delivered more than 100 tons of aid to typhoon victims in the Philippines. More food, drinking water, and other supplies are on the way.
The people are really desperate. I haven't seen anybody this hungry before.
Rescue diver Toby Pickens says the work is highly rewarding.
We never want these situations to happen, but when they do happen, it's nice that we're getting tasked to go help them and bring the food in and be directly there handing them the food and seeing the look in their faces.
President Barack Obama says assistance to the Philippines will continue.
You know, one of our core principles is when friends are in trouble, America helps.
Mr. Obama is also speaking out on the possibility of a negotiated accord governing Iran's highly contested nuclear program and urging U.S. lawmakers to hold off, for now, on a new round of economic sanctions against Tehran.
Let's test how willing they are to actually resolve this diplomatically and peacefully.
Secretary of State John Kerry pressed senators on that point last week, saying a tighter sanctions regime would be counterproductive.
It could destroy the ability to be able to get agreements, and it could actually wind up setting us back in a dialogue that's taken 30 years to be able to achieve.
The so-called P5+1 negotiations with Iran are to resume this week in Geneva. Iran is demanding an end to international sanctions while asserting a right to continue enriching nuclear material. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has blasted any deal that eases sanctions before Tehran verifiably eliminates its nuclear military capability. Secretary Kerry will attempt to assuage Israeli concerns when he meets with Mr. Netanyahu later this week. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.